Dear beloved of God, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Well, today's sermon might feel like a bit of a journey. We're going to talk about my mom, strange decline of friendship in America, nuclear disaster and lies, sheep, and eventually baptism. So if you're wondering how all these things connect, so am I. No, I think we'll get there. Throughout my life, there have been very few people that I call when I really need help. I'm not entirely sure why that is. If we had a therapist's couch and a few extra hours, we could unpack it together. But many of you have brunch reservations or pancakes waiting, and I don't want to stand between you and pancakes. But when I feel stretched thin, the one person I most reliably call is my mom. When my wife has to travel for work and things at home have felt energetic, I've called my mom. And like she has for her entire life, she rearranges stuff. She checks train schedules, looks at flights, and usually she's able to come. She has always done this. She was my first call in college. She was the person I called in high school when I needed to be picked up because I was in trouble. She was my confidant and cheerleader. I lean on her and I trust her because I know deep in my bones that she'll be there, that she loves me. Not long ago, I was with a group of friends, and over a few beers, we were talking about something that a lot of us had noticed, that our villages feel a little smaller. Like, we know a lot of people. We recognize a lot of faces. I can tell you what folks that I went to college with are doing because we follow each other online. But deep friendships, the kind where you can call someone and say, I need help, those feel harder to find. I came across a survey somewhere of about 2,000 people that said the average American hasn't made a new friend in years. And the large majority say that lasting relationships are difficult to find. We know more people now than ever before, but many of us feel more alone. I bought a t-shirt once that says, I like coffee and maybe three other people. It's a great t-shirt, especially as someone who skews on the introvert side of the scale, but it also might be an unintended confession. Our circles, by and large, are getting smaller. And when our circles get smaller, something else happens too. It becomes harder to know who and what to trust. A few years ago, there was an HBO miniseries about the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear disaster. In that series, one of the characters, who is like an inspector after the fact, has this amazing and haunting line. He says, what is the cost of lies? It's not that we'll mistake them for the truth. The real danger is that if we hear enough lies, we no longer recognize the truth at all. If we hear enough lies, we no longer recognize the truth. And doesn't that feel uncomfortably close to the world we live in? So many voices, so many claims, so much noise. It becomes hard to know what is trustworthy. And maybe even harder to know who is trustworthy. But faith is grounded in a different claim, another truth. Before all of the other voices that you hear in this life had a chance to lay claim to you, God spoke a word over you in baptism. Before the world could tell you who you were or what you were worth, God said, "You belong to me." Which brings us to sheep. Now, I realize sheep imagery doesn't always land for us modern folk. Most of us have spent exactly zero time in our lives herding sheep. But there is something truly remarkable in the imagery that Jesus shares in today's gospel reading. The sheep know the shepherd's voice. Not just that they hear it, they recognize it. The shepherd's voice cuts through the noise, through the lies, through the loneliness and isolation, through the confusion, through every other voice calling out. And when the sheep hear it, they follow it because they trust it. And that's the promise at the center of the story. In the middle of all of the competing voices in our life, the voice of the good shepherd still speaks. Jesus calls you by name. Through all of the noise that says you're not enough, through all the fear that tells you you're alone, through all the voices that divide and discourage and isolate, the shepherd speaks. You are my beloved. You belong to God. You are the one for whom Christ lays down his life. And maybe the most important moment when that promise was spoken over you was on the day of your baptism. Maybe you remember it, but maybe you were too little to even be cognizant of it. The beauty is it doesn't matter. Because on the day that the water was poured, the day that the words were spoken, a forever promise was made. You belong to Christ. You have been claimed. You are a part of the flock. In baptism, the good shepherd calls you by name and says, "You are mine," not because you earned it, not because you figured everything out, but because God's love always comes first, which means you never have to wonder if you belong. You do. You never have to wonder whether you are alone. You are a part of the flock, a village called the body of Christ. And that identity sends us into the world with good work to do. Because people all around us are living in the noise, surrounded by voices that divide and discourage and isolate. But the Good Shepherd keeps speaking to us. And the world needs people who have learned to recognize that voice. People who speak truth when lies abound. People who extend love when fear reigns. People who help others hear the shepherd calling their name too. People who show up for one another when life is tough. So this week, whenever water runs over your hands in the sink, remember your baptism. Remember that the Good Shepherd has claimed you. Remember, you belong to this flock. You can call on Jesus whenever and wherever you are in need. And remember that you have been sent into this world to live as people of hope and love and courage. Because the shepherd who has called you is still faithful. And the life that he gives is abundant, this day and always. Amen.